Vivi Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Florida, LO76508. Georgia, 69178. Idaho, Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, what is Mortgage Mom Radio? Well, we're an education show. We are teaching you everything you need to know about home buying, refinancing, all things real estate. Do you want to interact? Do you want to call in and get your voice on air? Well, you have to listen to us on Wednesdays. You need to watch us stream live, and you need to call in during the show. How do you know that we're going live? How do you make sure you're part of the action? Well, you text us. Text the word MOM to 844 we lend for you. That's LEND and the number 4, or 844-935-3634. Make sure you text the word MOM to that number.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Florida, LO76508. Georgia, 69178. Idaho, Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I have Heidi Slagle-Points back with me today. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's our text message went out. Everything's working. We got your camera working good. We've got you with a new mic. I think your sound is good. If anybody out there is listening, please let us know. Throw it into the feed. Heidi, say hi.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
You guys all need to let us know that her sound is good, because we've gone through so many shows where it's like, she's too loud, she's too low, she's too loud. So hopefully we got you all dialed in and we've got you back on the show all the time. We've got Aunt Pam joins in. She says, hi, girls. And that's a great reminder for me to let everybody know that we do this live. The show is live. If you're listening by radio on the weekend, over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, you could actually watch us do this show live if you knew when we were going live. And the best way to know is to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. We record it on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. So whatever your platform is that you prefer to watch, you guys can watch us do it there. You can call into the show live with all of your mortgage and real estate questions. It is the exact same phone number. So call us at 844-935-3634. If we get your phone call, you're going to get on air with your sound, with your voice, and you'll be able to hear yourself on your favorite radio station over the weekend. We typically, I believe most of our shows are on Saturdays. We want to give a big shout out, Heidi, to Seattle and Las Vegas, where we are now on radio on Saturdays as well. So that's new.
Very exciting. Vegas, my neighbor.
I know. I'm working on Phoenix. I do want to get us into the Phoenix area. That's coming. Texas, we're trying so hard. Had a little bit of a flop with a station over there that we didn't get on. So we're working on Texas. I'm trying to get into Georgia. All of the states where we are licensed, I'm trying to get this show on. It is once a week. It is education. It's information that you need to make your, you know, experience a little bit better. And it's all things real estate, right? So we are new in Seattle and Las Vegas, like I said. So we haven't talked in a while about what is Mortgage Mom Radio. So let's quickly jump into that. If I said, Heidi, explain our show, what would you say?
All education about all real estate, whether it's buying, selling, refinancing, really from start to finish of getting a loan.
Yeah.
Right. Anything you want to know is what we're here to provide for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Mortgage Mom Radio, where your family and future come first. I say that all of the time, whether you're trying to buy, refinance, pull cash out, we are the first that are going to tell you whether it makes sense, whether you should move forward, whether you shouldn't, if what you have right now in place is the best that you're going to get. Should you consolidate some of those student loans? Should you pay off some of that debt that you have? Should you pull out cash doing a renovation loan, or maybe instead, you know, looking at just pulling out cash to do the upgrades that you've been been thinking about doing. We're going to give you that advice. Heidi, how many times have you had a client send you an estimate from another mortgage company and you went through that estimate with them?
Oh, I can't count that high, but it happens all the time.
Right.
We get estimates all the time from clients and we go through the estimate, we explain the details. And I say more often than not, they didn't understand that estimate or know what they were being charged.
Right, exactly. And how many times have you actually told somebody, you know what, this is a great deal. Keep moving forward, move along, go.
You know what, anytime it's a great deal, we do that. And it does happen. They do get great deals and it is what's best for them. And we always guide them down that right path.
Absolutely. So again, if you guys want to be part of the show, we want you to get involved. We've actually got quite a few comments going. I'm going to have either Drew or Mikey read them because they're so far up at this point, I'm losing some of them. But if you want to be part of the show, you want to be interactive and you want to do this with us, you've got to watch live when we do it. Best way to know when we go live is to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's text the word MOM to 844 we lend for you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. That is going to get you opted into receiving one text message per week right when we go live. So that is all we're doing. We're not trying to force anything on you. We're not sending you out a bunch of, you know, coupon codes or anything that's any information that isn't necessary. It is truly just a once a week link so that you can watch us and do it live. If you guys want to give us a call, you want to be on air, you want to hear your voice on radio on your favorite station on Saturday, then you've got to give us a call during that hour. We're going to patch you right through to the studio. We're going to listen to your question and we're going to answer it for you right on air. So make sure that you guys do that. Once again, you text the word MOM to 844-935-3634.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you've probably got some equity in your home. Do you have debt that you need to get rid of? Well, give us a call. Let us take you through that blended rate calculator that I always talk about. Let's determine if it makes sense for you or if you should keep what you have. How do you do that? Well, book your phone consultation. Go to our website at mortgagemomradio.com and you can book your call right there. Once again, that's mortgagemomradio.com.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
So I can see, and I know Mikey, you walked away, so we kind of need you here for a second. I don't know if Drew knows how to turn that on over there.
Check 1, 2.
There he goes. You got it, I think.
You can hear me?
Yeah. Right. So I can't see past Karen. So can you look up a little bit further? Can you guys see the comments up there on the screen?
Yeah. Pamela says, sounds good.
Well, okay. So we've got, okay, there we go. So we've got, all right, perfect. Go, Drew.
All right. Pamela says, sounds good. Lori A says, hi.
Hi, Aunt Laura. Love it that my family watches.
Crystal T says, hello, everyone.
Hi, Chris.
Uncle Jeff says, hi.
Love it, Uncle Jeff. Thank you so much for watching. Again, my whole family, my biggest stars, my biggest fans. I love it.
And Lori A says, oops, lost ya. But, okay. Heather at Mortgage Mom says, hi, everyone.
Hey, Heather. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Heather.
You did great on the show last week. Now, is there anything under Heather? Because it looks like there could be maybe something.
Let's see. Tom says, howdy.
All right. Pamela. That's my dad. More family members. Love it.
Pamela W. says Crystal is
Jill. All right. Okay. All right. There we go. Hi, Jill.
Lori says, keep going in and out. Raining here in J-Town.
She's in Illinois. She's actually visiting Joliet right now. She's where we're from. I love it.
Hey, Carrie says, hey, ladies.
All right. Hi, Carrie. You can hear your hubby here on the radio.
And Mary V says, hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for watching. I love it.
And now they keep coming in.
I love it.
Keep going?
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, all. That's from Annette H.
All right.
And Dexter Says, I listen to you on the radio. It's my first time watching live.
Well, hi, Annette, and hi, Dexter. Thank you so much for watching live. And again, I want you guys all to interact. Everybody that is watching right now, everybody that's putting, you know, anything into the feed, telling us that you're here, that, you know, you're watching and you're listening. We love it. Thank you so much. You know, this is the best way to ask us your questions. We want you to put those into the feed. We're going to answer them. I think I'm going to have Drew stay up on the feed for me here, and just I'll let him know when to start reading, and that way we don't miss anybody. But the best way that I can do a show is by answering the questions of the people that are watching, because any question that you have is a question that somebody else was thinking as well, and that's the best education and advice that we can give, is something that somebody else was thinking about. So please go ahead and put that into the feed. We'd love to hear it. All right. And then I think we got one more, Drew. What do we got there?
See, Terry says, someone sent me a text with a coupon to come here.
Oh, Terry, come on. Terry's actually one of our clients and I love it. So no coupon for you, Terry, but I thank you so much for watching us. We love it. Anyway, okay. So we need to do catching up with mom. Then after catching up with mom, we have to talk about some serious mortgage stuff, mortgage and real estate, right? I actually, believe it or not, I made a couple of notes.
What?
I know. Everything
you're cheating.
I know I'm cheating, right? I've never done that. I usually come on here and it's like 3 seconds before, what are we talking about? I have no idea, right? That's right. Usually the answer. So anyway, I actually made some notes. So a couple of things that I do want to talk about are, number one, I wanted to say hi to Seattle and Las Vegas, since those are our two newest shows. So right. Hey there, guys. We are licensed in your state and we're looking forward to helping you all. And we do want to educate you as well and make your life a little bit simpler. So I wanted to make sure that we gave our shout out. Number two I wanted to talk about was closed client interviews. And that is something that Drew actually brought to me this week. And he said, I'd really like to make a video. We just closed it. You know, Carrie closed a loan with somebody and it was a really difficult deal, but it worked out really great. And, you know, what do you think about doing, you know, a video with clients that you've closed loans with? And I said, I think it's great. I think that testimonials are awesome. And I think that it gives our viewers something to, you know, see what that person's situation was. And, you know, everything is education and advice. So anybody that has closed a loan with us that might be interested in being on camera with us and being interviewed, and, you know, Heidi's via Zoom right now, so you don't necessarily need to come in to the studio, but we can get you on Zoom and we can talk to you and film it. We would love that. We would love to have some client testimonials. So if you would be willing to do it with us, we would be willing to have you. So reach out. You can go to the website. You obviously know my email address at this point in time. You've worked with me before, but it's just Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. You can send it to Heidi@mortgagemomradio.com. You can go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click contact us. But get in touch with us and let us know. We would love to have you on the show. We'd love to do an interview and put you in the spotlight, because we appreciate the business. And I think that there's no better way either for us to get the word out there, right?
Yeah. And I think it's one, it comes straight from a client's mouth, right? So it's true testimonials of everything they went through and how the process was. So I think that's a great idea. I would love to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks like we've got Jerry Soto says, hi, girls. So Jerry, thank you so much for watching. And Karen says, no love, tuning out. So I'm not sure what that meant, but that's okay. Anyway, so Jared, thank you so much for watching. And again, if you guys are all listening by radio on Saturday, the only way to interact with us is to watch us do it live. And you need to text the word mom to 844-935-3634 to get that link when we go live so that you can watch us do it. The show is live. We are doing it. We don't stop. We don't go back. We don't edit. We don't record. The sound that you hear is what goes on radio on Saturday. So we want you to be involved. We want you to put a question into the feed. We're going to answer that question for you and we're going to talk through it. And that's the best education and advice that we can possibly give you, anything at all that is real estate or mortgage related. So we definitely want to make sure that you're interacting. Okay. So my next thing that I wanted to talk about, and we need to do catching up with mom and then we're going to get into mortgage stuff. What do you think?
Yes.
Yes, I think we need to go there. I know, because we really jumped in today pretty fast. So, okay. So how was your week?
It's been a little crazy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, The weekend was great. We rented a pontoon boat and went out on the lake. So that was a lot of fun.
Okay.
You do get a little surprised when you run a pontoon boat. They do have it governed, so you can't go over 15 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's not going pretty fast. That's definitely putt-putting. Good fishing.
So you're just putting around the lake, but it was a lot of fun. We went with Tiffany, one of our other mortgage moms.
Nice. So
that was a lot of fun. Her daughter convinced Tiffany and I to jump off one of the cliffs.
Okay. So was it fun?
It was. It was fun. You do realize how old you are at some point when you decide to do that.
Do you still hurt 2 days later?
Yes. Yes, you do. The jumping off was the easy part. The climbing up the cliff, that was really the challenge.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, well, that sounds like fun, though. What lake was it? What lake were you on?
Canyon Lake.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, and was it a lot of fun? Is it a big lake, little lake? You can have...
You know, the lake is not huge, but it goes into the Salt River. Okay. So it's still fairly large because it does connect to the Salt River. But you can put pretty large boats on there and it's actually really busy.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we had a great time. We were out there, you know, most of the day and just, you know, had our lunch and the kids went swimming. Unfortunately, my son couldn't go because he's working his new job and he was scheduled to work.
Yes. But, I know. Hey.
Yeah.
It happens, right? All of a sudden, that was, you know, Manny when he started at Hurricane Harbor, you know, it was just, he was always working and we couldn't get him. It was hard to leave and go out of town and, you know, but they get excited, man. They've got those jobs. They're earning money. They're bringing it in the door. They're excited about that paycheck. So, and you said he got his first paycheck, right? Super stoked on it.
Yep. He's getting his second one, I think, this week, and he's so excited. You know, he brings home that paycheck, and for him, it's this huge paycheck, and he can't wait. And so, So it's, you know, it was a great weekend, and you know, we had a little drama with my puppy yesterday.
Yeah,
had to take him to the emergency vet, but he's all better and you know, just moping around the house a little bit.
Right,
he had his little cone on his head, and didn't like that.
That's the cone of shame. They never like the cone ever. Ever. Yeah. The cone is the worst. And you should see Nana's 150 pounds. So put a cone on her. It is a pretty darn big cone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's awful. So, but all in all, you know, it's been a good week, busy, crazy. But, you know, the older kids moved out since I wasn't on last week. I didn't get to say that. They got their own apartment and
very nice.
Moving on up. So it's good. Yeah.
Good.
How
very
about you?
Good. But no more baby. So you don't have the baby in the house. Are you missing him?
I do miss him. I miss my grandson. I don't miss the baby gate.
Right.
I have kicked it and tripped over it and damaged myself several times, but I do miss having him.
I bet.
But you know what? I think I'll appreciate it more when they come visit and I get my days with him. And
yeah.
So, and I'm happy for them.
Good.
You know, have their own space and everything. So I think it's all in all, it's good.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, you asked me how about me. So I'm going to be totally honest with you and tell you that the weekend was 4 days ago and I don't remember what we did. That's how exciting of a weekend that it was. It was my sister's birthday. Thinking about it right now, it was my sister and my brother's birthday. We went over to my mom's house and we did spend the day there on Sunday and barbecued and Zeke was swimming in her pool. And so that was a good time. We did have fun there, but we didn't really do anything. It wasn't a very, we've really had some pretty lay low weekends for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks or so. We're leaving. I'm going to let you know this right now on air. We're leaving tomorrow for Havasu. So, but you know.
Short notice. Thanks. Yeah.
But you know, I work all the way there and I work while I'm there. And so it doesn't ever stop anyway. But so I think we've just kind of been laying low for the last 4 or 5 weeks knowing that this was coming. So we're this weekend. Next week when we do Catching Up with Mom, I'll have a lot more to talk about.
There you go. And I'll have nothing because we're doing absolutely nothing this weekend.
Exactly. So we do want to get into real estate and mortgage. I can see that we've got a question from Jill on the screen. So we're going to read that out loud. But we're going to start with a quick commercial and then we'll be right back and we'll get into all of the goods.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Hey, have you been wanting to refinance but you can't? You went into forbearance and they're telling you no? Well, guess what? You only need to make 3 mortgage payments the most recent months on time in order to get that refinance started. We'll walk you through the process. Give us a call. Let us help you while rates are still low. How do you get in touch with us? Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. Or hey, go to MortgageMomRadio.com and book your phone consultation right there on the website.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Florida, LO76508. Georgia, 69178. Idaho, Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926.
All right, well, welcome back. It's quick, man. It's like a 10-second commercial. But I think that they're so cute. I love those commercials. They're my favorite. Again, that was the one that me and Heather were laughing about last week, where it was the old-style couch that everybody's parents had. If you didn't own one yourself, you were a kid in the 80s, your parents owned one. So it was tons of fun. But anyway, let's get into the mortgage stuff. We've got a question from Crystal. She says, if my pre-approval letter expires before I find a house, will I need to start the loan app over again or just update pay stubs and such? Just wondering if I need to get everything together again. And then she says, on my way to the vet right now, but still listening. okay, so you want to answer that question or I can?
It's, sure.
Yeah,
go for it. You absolutely do not have to start over. We just have to update anything that's expired. So if we have to get updated bank statements or updated pay stubs, we're just going to get anything that is not current updated. Hopefully, you know, if your credit's expired, we'll have to update your credit report. Or again, bank statements to make sure your assets are still there and your pay stubs, make sure you're still employed.
Yep. Perfect.
Pretty simple.
It really is. I mean, once we've got the application, we only have to update the credit report every 4 months. We've only got to update the pay stubs are what expire the quickest. Yes. Even the bank statements are good for 2 months. So if you gave us 2 months worth of bank statements, one bank statement's going to expire while the other one is still fine. So we're just going to update things as we move along and only pull credit when we need to. And, you know, try not to do that very minimally until you do find that property. So that was a great question. I love it. Yeah. So, all right. So my dad says, taking the new boat with you. No, Dad, don't have the new boat yet. So we're looking at a new boat. T-Mobile.
You just bought a boat.
I know, but I'm really mad about the thruster. It's a whole long story. So we're going to upgrade to the next year to get the thruster.
We'll take that offline.
Yes, we'll take it offline. Yeah, dad boats, my dad and boats. Okay.
Yeah, totally called you out.
Yeah, he totally. Okay, so Manny says, T-Mobile won't let me load YouTube. Time to go back to Verizon. So that's part of catching up with Mom. I did move everybody from Verizon to T-Mobile. They were like half the price for all of the different lines and phone numbers and everything that we need. The service has not been fantastic, even though supposedly they have more coverage and more towers and more everything than anybody else does. They're the largest in the nation. So we're going to give it a week or so. We're going to give it another couple of weeks because we were in the transition, porting the numbers, and, you know, maybe things weren't necessarily all functioning on all five cylinders. So we're going to give it a little bit of time. And if it doesn't work, then we'll go back. So stop complaining, Manny. You don't pay for the bill. all right. All right. So the next one is Slime Time Roblox. Hey, man, I like that name. That is an amazing, amazing YouTube name. He says, I am planning on selling my home. However, and then that's all it says. Doesn't say anything else. So we can't really answer that question, but if you need help selling your home and you need a referral to a real estate agent, we are happy to help. Give us a call. Heather from our team is a licensed real estate agent, and she can get you over to one of the real estate agents that we do work with, you know, within our referral zone. So just give us a call if you need that. Again, if you guys have questions, you want to be interactive like Slime Time Roblox is, all you got to do is text us. Text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. That is the telephone number to call the office. That is the telephone number to text us. That is the telephone number to do everything. If you want to get on air, you want to ask us a question by phone during the show, that is the same number that you would call during this hour. So you guys could do everything that you need to do at 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. We want you guys to text that number so that you do get a link to the show every single week right before we go live. That way you can get in and you can get interactive with us as well. So once again, text the word MOM to 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. Drew, you still owe me a jingle for that. We got to work on it.
Oh, yeah. I just wrote it in my head just now. We're good.
All right, good. I love it.
You ready to sing it?
Not that far into it.
You're not that far. I'm telling you right now, I want one that you cannot lose. You cannot forget it. Just like the Empire carpet commercial.
Right.
It needs to be that good. I mean, as a kid, I haven't seen one of those commercials in I don't know how many years, and I could still sing that song for you. So
now, is it good, or is it that it's just annoying? So it gets stuck in your head.
Both.
So what do you want?
We want both.
Both.
That's a little conflicting. You
right?
Both.
Mikey.
It's okay.
Mikey, do you still have the video of the little kid? Is he one of the buttons on your switch of the little kid that was singing the Mortgage Mom song? No? Okay, we'll have to bring that up again next week. He was absolutely awesome, and it was the same thing hearing our commercials. Remember how cute he was?
It was awesome.
He was adorable.
Yeah, he could not get it out of his mind at all. Okay, so we've got Vince on. He says, hi, lady, how hard is it to buy a second primary out of state with only 3% down? So second primary, so that's a little bit confusing for me. So Vince, if you could maybe elaborate a little bit more as far as what you're trying to do. Are you trying to buy a primary residence and relocate and move out of state? That's where I would guess that was going. Or are you going to stay in the state where you live right now and you'd like to buy a second property in another state that you would be using for part of the time? So elaborate a little bit further for me so that I can actually answer that question for you. You can do both, but not with 3% down. So we need to get a little bit clearer on that. So go ahead and throw something in there in the feed for me, and then I can answer that question for you. I love this. I love that there's so many people that are getting on here and asking questions. This is the best way to do a show. I love I love answering them. I mean, Heidi, it's kind of fun, right?
Oh, it's so much better than just trying to create content in your head. Because
right.
Sometimes it's hard for us to remember what other people might want to know.
Right. Exactly.
Right? We deal with it every day. We're not necessarily always thinking of what other people haven't gone through.
Right.
We think of it every day. We deal with it every day. So I love that people ask the questions and then we can answer them. And sometimes it triggers stuff for us to talk about.
Right. Absolutely. So one thing that did come up that I made, one of my notes that I made was that I want to talk about PACE hero loans today, because that has actually been something that's come up again quite a few times this week. And we see them sporadically, right? And it seems like they come in bunches and in waves. But we've seen those come up quite a few times here within the last week about, with doing a refinance. So I want to talk about those PACE hero loans. I think it's really important. And I do want to talk about the interest rates. I think that interest rates have been kind of bouncing around a little bit, but we're at a really great point right now as of today with where the interest rates are at. So I do want to talk about those as well. And I'd really love to finish answering Vince's question. If he can just give me a little bit more detail as far as, are you trying to keep your current primary residence and buy something in another state for your own personal use? Or are you trying to actually relocate to another state and hold on to your home in the state where you live currently? So I just need him to give me a little bit more detail on that. And if not, I'll just answer both questions. But before we do that, let's go into a super fast commercial break and we'll be back in 10 seconds.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Hey, do you have a home equity line of credit against your property right now, or maybe a second loan that you'd like to consolidate and put them all together? Well, property values are up and mortgage rates are down. So why not take a look and see if that makes sense? How do you do that? Well, get a phone consultation with us. How do you get a phone consultation? Well, go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can book your appointment right there.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
All right. I said it's like 10 seconds, maybe not even that long. Really quick, the Pace Heroes, right? So a lot of people have those, and they're here in California specifically. And I know that we're on a podcast and YouTube in all of the states across the country, and maybe some people even out of country are listening. But mostly in California, we're seeing these Pace Hero loans. And what it is it's a renovation type of loan. It is for energy efficient improvements. So windows, solar, anything that insulation, air conditioning units to get, you know, less power being drawn or used, tankless water heaters, you know, things of that nature. And you're getting these loans, and what they're doing is that they're actually putting the repayment into your property taxes. So it's not necessarily, it isn't, and not even not necessarily, but it isn't a loan that you actually write a check to once a month to make a payment. The payment is actually included in the property taxes that are due, you know, twice a year. So talk a little bit about that, Heidi. When we see these Pace Hero loans and we do a refinance, how is it benefiting the client when we actually pay that off with the refi?
So one, we do have to pay it off with the refi. So I want to be clear on that. We do have to pay these off with the refinance. You cannot keep that loan with the refinance. We have to pay them off. But when we pay them off, your property tax payment goes down significantly. And what most people don't realize when they are getting them is they're like, well, I have no payment. No, you do. Your property taxes have increased significantly. Some of them have almost doubled. Just kind of depends on how much of a loan you got for what improvements. And I've seen people that have taken out 1, 2, 3, 4 loans. It all ends up getting combined and your taxes just continue to get increased. So when we go through and we pay it off, you will see that your tax rate will drop significantly, which overall, especially in California, your monthly all-in payment will decrease significantly with that refinance.
Yep. So I wanted to bring that up because it's not a topic that we have talked about in quite some time, but those Hero Pace loans are very expensive when they are rolled into your taxes. The taxes do get very expensive when you're impounded in your mortgage. Your monthly payment does go up because the property taxes are so high. So when we do refinance you, we do pay that loan off. We bring you back down to the old taxes that you used to have as far as what you're going to pay in your monthly payment. And what I mentioned earlier that I really wanted to focus in on was the interest rates. Interest rates right now have been phenomenal. This week, they have been really great. And again, they bounce up and down, up and down, up and down. But we are definitely reapproaching that under 3% mark in that 30-year fixed in many situations. If you have a loan that is over county limits and you're in a high cost area, you're using the high balance loan, that's going to be more expensive. If you have a condominium, that's more expensive. If you're a jumbo loan, that's more expensive. If you're cashing out, it's more expensive. But if you are just doing a standard 30-year fixed rate mortgage to drop your interest rate and lower your monthly payment, we are definitely approaching that. We're right there at that 3% or under 3% mark. Again, depending on your credit score, and we'll do all that again in another episode, but we're definitely getting down there where we're able to start locking people in again under that 3% mark if everything falls into place the way it should. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. And then the other thing is that when you pay off that Hero or that Pace, it is not a cash out refinance. So you are getting the interest rate based on a normal rate and term loan. So you're getting a better interest rate than if you were doing a cash out. And that is because we are paying something off that was for home improvement. All of the money went into the home. So we're not going to tack on more to the interest rate for the cash out. So just with interest rates really great, we haven't talked about that in quite some time. We've had quite a few clients that have, I mean, they're looking to save $600-800 a month in the ones that have come across our desk this week. And I thought, you know, it's so important for us to bring this up again.
Yeah, no. And you know, it's funny is I can't remember the last time we talked about it, which is strange because I haven't seen them in a while, and now I've seen quite a few of them. So yeah. it is true. And I think a lot of people have recently taken some of those hero loans in the last year and a half. And now we're seeing, with the market high, you know, so much equity in the house, rates are down again. People are looking to refinance again, and they don't realize how high their property taxes have gone up and how much they can save by paying that off.
Right. Absolutely. So thank you so much. That was perfect. See, you always round me out. I love it.
You always
finish it off. You put the little bow on it, just like when we're doing loans and you're the one. It's your job. You've got to put the bow and perfection on everything. Miss Heidi Slagle points. All right. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we get back, we're going to actually finish answering Vince's question. And it looks like we have a great question from Melissa. So we're going to answer that question as well. So let's take a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Do you have mortgage insurance that you're paying right now? Well, let's get rid of it. Prices are up, rates are down. It's a good time to do that refinance. Well, give us a call. Find out if it makes sense for you. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you so much for watching. Heidi, I know you can't see the commercials that are going on because I've got you on Zoom, so all you can see is our Zoom going. But the one that just went by right now is our cow. He's our favorite cow. Is it time to move? It's my absolute, I don't know. I like them all. I like all of the commercials that we've created. I think they're all super cute. So anyway, all right. So let's get back to Vince really quick. He says, so we're going to start it over. He says, hi, lady. How hard is it to buy a second primary out of state with only 3% down? And then I asked him to elaborate a little bit further. And he said, yes, keep California house and buy Vegas house. So what he's in essentially, and again, he would have to get a little bit more detailed, but I think we can give more information on the subject with this. So if you are working and living in California and you're looking to buy a home in Las Vegas and you're looking to do that for a second home for you, so you're going to be staying in the property and utilizing it for yourself. And technically, the rule is as long as you are going to occupy that for your own purposes for at least a minimum of 2 weeks per year, it can be considered a second home or vacation property. So if that is what you are looking at, it is 10% down payment that you would need for that scenario. If you are looking to actually leave California, relocate to Las Vegas permanently, but you are going to hold on to your primary residence in California, that is absolutely okay. You can keep that California home. You don't have to do anything with that mortgage, even though it was set up as a primary. And you can get into another property in Las Vegas, and it's going to actually be 5% down or 3.5% down. So we could look at an FHA loan with 3.5% or a conventional loan with 5. You are not going to be able to get a 3% down loan unless you are a first-time buyer or you are buying it as your primary and you don't have another mortgage on another home. So there, if you were just buying your brand new property for your very first time, you didn't own a home, you were selling the house in California, moving to Vegas, you don't have to be the first time buyer. There's 3% down programs conventional for that. But can we get you in for right around 3% down? Yes, we could look at FHA. If you are relocating, if you are staying in California and buying a second home, 10% down would be the minimum. Did I get that right, Heidi?
Yes.
Okay. Did I Perfect. Miss anything?
Nope.
Okay. Would you answer anything else that maybe I didn't bring up for his question?
The only thing I would say is if you're keeping the other property, you're not going to rent it out. You are going to have to qualify with both mortgages. So to keep that in mind would be the most important, I would say.
Yes, being able to qualify for both payments, correct.
Yes.
If you can't qualify for both payments, you need to buy it as an investor. And with an investment property, we're looking at 20% down or more depending on price of the home and everything. So
exactly.
I like that. See, you've always got something good to add. And hey, Vince, thank you so much for the question. Again, like I said earlier in the show, that is what makes this show awesome, is that we have people asking questions that we can answer. Whatever the question is it your thinking? Somebody else has thought of that same question as well. So we're hoping to just bring the education and information to everybody listening. So thank you. Thank you again. Okay. So let's get into Melissa. Melissa's got a question. Drew, I'm going to let you read it just because it's a little bit longer and I see, but I don't see that great.
Sure.
Which is showing the sign of my age.
Okay. Melissa says, my house is paid off. I'm 10 years from retirement. I'm thinking of taking HELOC and paying cash for rental property. What do you advise? I am interested in getting the equity to add to my retirement.
Okay. So he is 10 years from retirement. His home is paid off free and clear. He's thinking about taking a home equity line of credit to start going and buying investment properties. Did I get that? Is that what you got?
Yep, that's what I got.
All right. And what would you say to that, Heidi?
So I would not take a HELOC. I would most likely take a cash out refinance home loan. A HELOC, I don't recommend, because a HELOC is generally an adjustable rate and very hard to pay down. Also, the rates are generally better on a first mortgage, fixed rate. You take the cash out and look to buy a investment property. So that would be my advice to, I'm sorry, who was it? Was it
Melissa?
Melissa. Uh-huh. So that would be my advice to Melissa, is to apply for a cash out refinance, take a first mortgage out, and avoid a HELOC, in my opinion, if you absolutely can.
Yeah. So I like that. And I'll elaborate a little bit more on you. So with the home equity line of credit, like Heidi said, it is an adjustable rate mortgage. She said it's difficult to pay it down. The reason for that is that most home equity lines of credit, well, all home equity lines of credit, unless it's considered a home equity loan, which it's not, we're talking about a home equity line. That's what a HELOC stands for. Mm-hmm. They are adjustable. They are interest only. The interest rate is going to move with the Federal Reserve, and it's going to move with inflation, which we all know is probably around the corner and on its way. So you are putting yourself in a position at risk of interest rates moving up on that line of credit. The interest only monthly payment is going to not pay down the mortgage at all. It is going to only pay the interest due for the most recent 30 or 31 days that you had that loan outstanding. So think of it very much similar to a credit card. When you make that minimum monthly payment, you actually never get that balance paid off. So it's going to be a very similar situation. In 10 years, home equity lines of credit, typically, they all have different rules, but most of them that I've seen have a 10-year draw period. So they stay open for 10 years. And then after 10 years, you do have a balloon where you need to either pay it off, or you have to, they'll put you into like a 20-year loan to get it paid off. So it's one of those things that you've got 10 years with it, and then what, right? And she's ready to retire in 10 years. So right. I wouldn't be setting myself up for a balloon payment or something due or something that I need to have done at the end of that 10 years. Like you said, Heidi, I think that pulling out the mortgage, doing a fixed rate, 30-year fixed for the cash needed would be the very best situation. I think in her situation, what would be really nice is that she could, if what she's really trying to do is look at how can she establish some really good rental income as part of her retirement plan, I would actually do a cash out refinance on a 30-year fixed on my primary residence, be in the very low threes, maybe high twos. And I would take that money and I would separate it out for as many properties as I could get into for the amount of cash I could take. So instead of going and buying one investment property cash with my money and paying all of it on one, I would take that money. And if I had $100,000 and I could, you know, put 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, you know, I'd get three or four properties. So obviously the area that she's looking in, the prices of the homes, the property value of her house, how much cash that she could get out is going to determine how many homes could she get with that money. But that's just my brain spiraling. You know, I went down the rabbit hole with, if I was her, how would I do it? Right. You know, I would definitely try to get as many homes as I could, utilizing the money I could get out of my house at the lowest rate possible on a 30-year fixed. So I think if you know, obviously home equity lines of credit are great. They're there for a reason. A lot of people have them. I like them for like if something comes up, you know, something unexpected. I like them for a rainy day.
Yes. I think one, so I want to address Melissa, is she already knows she's going to be on a fixed income here in the near future. So I do not think an adjustable interest only loan of any kind is something good to go down when you're going to be on a fixed income. Because when you're on a fixed income, you should know what your bill, your payment, your mortgage is going to be, and that it's going to be set for you. Home equity lines of credit, I do think are great to have open, have available to you for emergencies or rainy day, right? Something happens, you need to pull, you can draw from it. It's available. It's fantastic. I don't necessarily think it's great to have to draw for your future investment when you don't know what that's going to be, or if you are on a fixed income.
Yeah. And we have a lot of people that ask us about home equity lines of credit. And, you know, they'll come to me and say, here's my favorite scenario to just throw in that because she brought that up. And again, this is what makes great content for our show, right?
Right.
But we have a lot of people that will reach out and say, can you help me with a home equity line of credit? I'd like to do renovations to my home. And I'll say, okay, well, how much are we talking about? Are we talking about $50,000 plus? $100,000, $200,000, you know, and you'd be really surprised. Some people are looking for $250,000 of a home equity line. They have a $300,000 first mortgage that's at a fixed interest rate, and they're afraid to do the cash out refinance to pull out the money because they don't want to get rid of the really low rate that they have on their first mortgage right now. But what they're not thinking is, how are they going to get $250,000, $50,000? $100,000. How are you going to get those numbers paid off if you are not into a fixed interest rate with principal and interest payments, right? You're on an adjustable rate. It's interest only. How are you going to get that paid off? It's going to be very difficult for that to happen. So, you know, I think, like we said, rainy days, emergencies, roof leak, window breaks, something happens, you know, washing machine goes out, you know, something happens that you need to quickly fix and pull the money from somewhere, that's obviously a much better place to pull it than a credit card.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think we should take one more quick break, and then we'll be back, answer a couple more questions, and wrap up the show.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage mom here. Hey, have you been thinking about doing some home improvements or renovations to your home? Well, property values are up and interest rates are down. Why not explore whether that's something that you can do? How do you do that? Well, get on the books. Get a phone consultation with us. What do? Go to MortgageMomRadio.com and book your appointment right there. That's MortgageMomRadio.com.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926, also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
All right, well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Heidi Slegelpoints with me. We're having a great show today. I'm having so much fun, aren't you?
I am. It's a really good show. I'm very happy.
I know. I love it. We have so many questions. We have so many people interacting and putting in, you know, messages into the feed. And I know I've mentioned it. We haven't had anybody take us up on it, but you're all more than welcome to call. We'll get you put in right through the studio and you can hear the sound of your voice on radio over the weekend. But if you'd like to ask us a question that way, please don't hesitate. You can call us. It's 844-935-3634. You want to know when we go live every week? The easiest way is to get a text message from us. So text the word MOM to the same number. It's 844 We Lend For You. That's LEND and the number 4. That's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM. You want to talk to me, Heidi, or one of my loan officers? We're all here. We're doing it. We're getting it done. Go to the website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Right there, you'll see an appointments button, and you can actually book an appointment for a phone call at a day and time that works best for you. If it is at a, you don't see your time, you need a little bit later in the evening, or you need a little bit earlier in the morning, all you have to do is send us an email. Send the email to questions@mortgagemomradio.com. I will make sure that we get an appointment set for you. We want to try to work with everybody. Sorry, 2 a.m. isn't going to work, but we can generally get you guys in. We'll make sure that if we need somebody to stay late or we need somebody to get there early, we're going to make sure that we take care of you. So go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, click that appointment button and book yourself an appointment. We have somebody that is willing to take a call from you on Saturdays and Sundays, call you back at that time specified. So, you know, get in there and make yourself an appointment to talk to us about anything at all real estate or mortgage related. We are here to help. I would love it if everybody listening right now would do a big thumbs up on the video. That helps us out a ton. And we would love it if you'd subscribe to the channel or follow us on Facebook if that's how you're watching. Twitch, I don't know what you guys do. Mikey can probably explain it a little bit better. I think that's where we get donation and followers. I think that's why he's got that on the screen. But we would love it if you guys would do that. The algorithm really does help. It really does get this show out to more people, more see it when they're searching for things like mortgage, and it helps them get, you know, really good free education. So please give us that thumbs up. Please subscribe to the channel. And if you'd like to know when we go live next week, all you got to do is text the word MOM to 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. Okay, so getting back really quick, Heidi, to Melissa. I didn't see this part when we were answering your question, but she said, I live by the beach looking at bigger, cheaper houses in Temecula. So I think going back to her question about my home is paid off, going to retire in 10 years, looking to buy from investment property. So if she lives by the beach, she has got a good amount of equity, hands down. So I'm super excited. I want to pull some money out of her house and I want to get her into some houses in Temecula, and not just one house. I want to get her into like 3 or 4 houses. So there's definitely some things that we can do there for you, Melissa, and please reach out, book an appointment, give us a call at the office, and you know, let us help guide you through that venture. It'd be a lot of fun. So is there anything that you want to talk about this week? Because I always ask you and you've always got something that was came up that was a hot topic of the week.
You know, it probably maybe more for next week. I would like to focus on like the non-QM loans. So the bank statement loans, the DSCR loans.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot we can do out there for people that they don't know that there's an opportunity for them, mm-hmm. for purchase, for refinance. I think it's a little late to start digging into that today, but maybe for next week, I think there's a lot we could do for people that are self-employed, for people that have rentals, investment properties. I just think asset dissipation. So people that have a lot of money in the bank, but they don't necessarily either, they're not employed anymore, or people that recently sold businesses. We've got, you know, a lot of opportunity out there for people that are, you know, have assets, but they just don't have employment, and not a lot of companies are doing those type of loans.
Yeah. So. Oh, no, we do. I think that that's a great, great topic, because we had actually two this week that anywhere else we would have said no, but with where we're at right now today and the loan options that we have available, we were able to turn them over into those investment loans. They're called debt service loans or DSCR loans. And if you guys want to know more before next week's show, all you have to do is book an appointment or call the office and get an appointment with one of our loan officers, and they can talk to you about that. The bank statement programs are fantastic. We've talked about those quite a few times, but I think that we need to keep, you know, pushing back to that as well, because there is so much opportunity in you know, it for those self-employed borrowers, and there are so many, you know, and everybody, let's just face it, 2020 was a pretty rough year for a lot of self-employed borrowers. So maybe those 2020 tax returns don't really look the same way as 2021 is shaping up and 2019 ended. So now we've got some other opportunity and some other products to still get them the cash out that they're looking for, or still, I mean, we had a lady that has a 6.75% interest rate that came through this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an investment property loan for her, and she's going to be in the low fives. I mean, you know, right. Which is still significant.
It's and, a huge yeah. savings.
Yeah.
I'll throw out another little teaser. So yeah. there's a Freddie product that if you're of retirement age and you have recently sold a business, a building, and you want to do what we call asset depletion, but you're not drawing from a retirement, it's still a Freddie product. So you don't actually have to draw from a retirement account, but you can be getting a distribution from a business or a building, something large that you have recently sold, that we can actually take that monthly income that you are getting dispersed to you.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, I love the teaser. I think today's show was awesome. The amount of people that we had jump on, follow us, interact, put their questions in the feed or what make our show. I just want to say thank you to everybody that is listening, everybody that did join us and did participate. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to be part of the show, you want to interact and you want to ask us your questions, you've got to watch us do it live. You've got to follow us. You've got to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634, or you guys need to subscribe to the channel, click that notification bell so that you do know when we go live on YouTube. If you like to watch us on Facebook, we're streaming it there. If you like to watch us on Twitch, we're streaming it there. So we all hope that you guys have a fantastic week. We want to say hi to California, Seattle, and Las Vegas, because we are now in your neighborhoods on radio on Saturday, and we are only looking to grow. So we hope you guys all have a fantastic week. Heidi, thank you so much as usual. You are always amazing. And, give us a call. Get on the books. Talk to one of our people. We'll get you guys all handled and all educated up. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great week.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you've probably got some equity in your home. Do you have debt that you need to get rid of? Did you know that we have a student loan refinance for your mortgage? We have a debt consolidation mortgage. We have a blended rate calculator to determine, does it make sense to do either of those? How do you find out? Well, you give us a call and get that consultation. It's 844-935-3634.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.